Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski joins us on today's program. He's here to talk about a new hire at the Pella Police Department. Now, we're going to have a new addition coming up soon, Chief Bokinski, to the Pella Police Department. A new officer is on his way. Talk about when he's going to start, who the guy is, and just tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, Andrew. We just recently went through a hiring process, and the vacancy actually was a new position is created in conjunction with the creation of our detective position. We filled the detective position, created a vacancy on the road, and again, having gone through the hiring process, a very competitive process, our final selection was Nathan Wolf. Nathan's a native of Illinois, but he's very well acquainted with the Pella community, having attended and graduated from Central College, and he also played football at Central. Was a starter on their offensive line his senior year. He's currently a sworn police officer in Ottumwa, so he'll be coming over here to us as a fully certified officer and what we call a lateral transfer.
Talk about the process of hiring an officer. It's one where you have to be very thorough, very diligent process, numerous background checks, numerous interview processes, and things like that. Go ahead and talk about what the process is whenever you add a new officer.
The hiring of a new police officer is something that we take very serious here. That's something that, you know, somebody's going to be here potentially 25, 30 years serving this community. We want to make sure we make a correct choice, and we screen diligently, looking for just that right person, the person who's going to be the right fit for our agency and the right fit for the community. Some of what goes into it is there's state-mandated testing criteria. That would be a written examination, and then on the backside of the test is a medical evaluation and a psychological test as well. In between, as far as selection instruments, what we use are, number one, there's a pre-screening that we go through, trying to pare the field down to highly qualified candidates. Once we get to that point, there's physical fitness screening. Again, that is state mandated. That's pass-fail criteria, and we also put our candidates through a battery of three different interviews, one in front of a board consisting of police department staff members, one in front of the civil service board, and the third is a one-on-one interview with me. We also have a very thorough background investigation where we really assess the candidate's character and suitability for employment here.
Just talk about what that means to have a full-time investigator on staff now and how that's going to add to the work that you guys are able to do here at the department.
That's going to be a considerable asset, having Detective Bailey serving the role of a criminal investigator. Officer Bailey also went through a very competitive process to be selected for that position. But what this will allow us to do as an agency is the world has changed, and we have to change with it. We're running into a lot of investigations now that are very time-consuming, require a great deal of expertise. And when I speak of that, I'm talking along the lines of your fraud, your identity theft crimes, things that are internet-based. It requires a great deal of, again, technical expertise. I don't want to say above and beyond what your standard officer can provide, but what this will do is allow us to put an officer out there who can really drill down on these investigations. Not only that, but the burglaries, crimes against persons, any serious crimes, it's good to have a specialist, somebody who does this every day, day in and day out. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. Not only that, a lot of these investigations require a lot of dedication as far as making appointments for interviews. You may have to travel out of the community to do a little bit of follow-up. Hard to do when you have an officer that's trying to hold down a sector in town and answer calls. At any moment, he may be called to something where he has to leave immediately, and just makes for a very inefficient and unprofessional investigation. The addition of a detective will greatly enhance what we're going to be able to do here.
And thanks again to Chief Bokinski for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.